time.
So Kasari says she's tired of this intro and she wants a new one. Y'all got any suggestions? Drop them in the comments below.
Yo, this is
Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
Yo, I know
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, a.k.a. Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Welcome back to TNC, everybody. This is the That's Not Christian Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Bree K. This is my lovely twin, Kasari. And that's tonight, cool. We have with us Jay Azalea and Jay Acosta. Woo!
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Exactly. We don't have no sound effects, no studio audience, but...
We don't have that yet. You know what I mean? We're working on it.
Yeah. We're working on it, though. We're working on it. If you are here and you're watching, please leave us a comment. Tell us where you are watching from and tell us. I don't know. I was going to say something crazy, but I'm not.
Okay.
Tell us something, though. Tell us something.
Exactly.
So what's all going right on, ladies? Yo, I'm loving this weather in SoCal, man.
Me too. Yeah, I am
it
too.
It is really nice today.
Like. What is it about?
You have good weather every day.
Nah, we had the rain on the weekends. For some reason, it's been raining like every weekend. Like it's like the heart machine scheduled a weekend job or something. You know what I mean? When it's not flooding Dubai, then it comes over here and it floods SoCal.
I think they work on the weekends or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, flooding in Dubai is wild.
I thought the planes were in the ocean or something, in the lake or something.
Yo,
I was like, "What is going on?" And then like, "No, this is And then I read, and it's like, "It's the airport." And I'm like, "What? Like, how is that the airport?"
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's
crazy
wild
stuff. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway,
not the weather. Why are we talking about the weather, man? All right, wrap it up.
I'm just saying. I love it.
No, guys. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Get to go outside. You know what I mean? Get some sun.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It has been really nice.
I'm crushing my goals. Shout out to the drippers. You know what I mean?
Hey. Me too, actually. I was outside and my neighbor saw me walking. She's like, "Aren't you so happy the sun's out? Aren't you so happy to be wearing shorts?" I was like, "Yeah, I am." But yeah, shout out to the drippers.
I thought you was going to be like, "Be quiet, I'm praying."
I was praying, but...
I'm in the zone right now.
Everybody trying to talk to you. Leave me alone.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my phone's
I'm trying to pray.
Right. That part.
For real. Oh.
That's crazy. Anyway.
That's so sad.
Funny. So what's on the agenda, y'all?
We got a couple topics on the docket.
Right.
What's the hot story?
Well, which I want to start with.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I know it's good. I just saw Ruslan was talking about Driscoll, and I kind of like his take on it, man. Did y'all get to see that?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
No.
He just had some questions. Same questions I had. Like he's like this isn't an outreach event, so like why are you doing the most? This is my translation because Ruslan don't talk like that, you know. But if you guys get a chance, definitely check out his take. I think it's very thorough. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like wild, like how. So for those who don't know, right? Mark Driscoll was at the what is it called? The Stronger Men's Conference at James River Church, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
in Springfield, Missouri. And this was a men's conference, right? A Christian event. Oh, you got the video?
Oh,
this is beforehand.
No, this was after.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so it's a men's conference to edify men, and some of the videos that I saw, they had like monster trucks, they had
boxing.
So you know, it was a lot of entertainment. So automatically, like I don't know, I had a problem with that because it's just like, bro, like just preach the word, you know what I mean? Encourage the men. Like, why we need all, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of the problems I have with like mega churches too. Is like, why does worship look like a rock concert? Like, can we just have like worship? Like, why do we need all the lights and the fog, you know, the fog machines and all that and the lasers and, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like Drake's gonna come out or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, anyway, I think it's too much. You know what I mean? But whatever. So he kind of, oh, you got the video?
I do, but continue with your.
Yeah, well,
we'll recap.
Ruslan kind of mentioned that, like, they just had a lot going on. And I come from a charismatic background, right? And man, I think this is too charismatic, bro. Like, just the whole situation, man. But go ahead and play the video, man, so that people can get context.
Sure.
Oh, no sound. Boo.
Dang, double.
So Marjusko said how he went on stage and he's like, how to be an Elijah and how to deal with the Ahab and Jezebel spirit. You got the sound? And then he said he's been up since 1 a.m. praying. And it's not what he wanted to say, but that the Jezebel spirit was already here. And he said it wasn't a rebuke of no one, it was just an observation. You got sound, bro?
It's playing on my end. It's not playing for you guys?
Mm-mm.
No.
Did you hit share? Share audio? You might have to do that.
Let me try again.
Yeah. Sure.
You were pretty much saying what he was saying, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he goes on to talk about one of the entertainers. Not specifically the entertainer, right? But that became a theme, right?
talk about the entertainer. He did.
Go ahead.
Well, he said we had a stripper come up here. There was a platform. He said on a platform.
Oh, there you go. Talk okay. About how to be an Elijah, yeah, and how to deal with Ahab and Jezebel. But let me do this. I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burdened for you.
Yo, he's mad red.
And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here. The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place.
Yeah.
On it was.
That's what you were talking about.
A pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in the strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed a sword and Jesus cried. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that.
John said you're out of line. Thank you. So you know what I was thinking is that I think that the pastor, what's his name, Pastor John?
Yes.
I think he made like a huge mistake inviting Driscoll there. He really should have invited Tim Ross and allowed Tim Ross to preach about Jesus being the ultimate stripper.
You are an idiot.
That would have been perfect for that conference. It's the right audience, right? That's the perfect audience for that. You know what I mean?
You're stupid.
And Jesus Christ. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
Come on. There's booze.
Right.
the soul. He really, wow. Man.
Let me just say this.
This man get off the platform?
Yeah. Yeah.
To John?
Yes.
If Mark wanted to say that, he should have said it to me first. He did. Matthew 18. If your brother offends you, go to him privately. I talked to Mark for a half hour. There was not one word of that. He's out of line. If you want to say it, he can say it to me.
You may not agree with me.
You may not agree with him. But we are brothers in Christ, and there's a right way to handle disagreement.
What do you guys think about that? He referenced Matthew 18.
Was the offense brother to brother?
See, that's how I felt. I felt like it wasn't.
I don't think
brother
so.
To brother, you know what I mean?
I don't think so either.
And he showed him respect because he was like, "You done."
He said, "I receive it." Got up, left the
platform.
Yeah,
and he respected because that's his house at the end of the day. But he spoke up. You know what you think, Jay? You kind of quiet over there.
No, I was just thinking that when this whole thing occurred, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people were giving Mark a little bit of flack in that. How could he go to an event like this, mm-hmm. right? Similar how we talked about, you know, in past episodes, like Lecrae going to like Diddy parties and like other people doing other stuff. And sometimes you're not going to know like what's going
to
happen.
What
occurred,
to expect,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that Pastor Mark knew what was going on. But I still question that this dude was hired, right? I forgot his name. Alex, I think.
Alex Magala.
Yeah, Magala.
Yeah. Who's a Christian? Who's a professing Christian?
Right. Mm. That's what he claims. And
yeah, to throw that in there too. Huh?
Well, that's what he claims, right? I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people say they're Christians.
He claimed that as of last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was hired to do what he does, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously they knew about it, right? The event knew about it. I just don't know if Mark knew about it. Yes, he you know, stepped on the stage about to preach, and you know, he calls it out.
Yeah.
You know, and there was another article that mentioned that, well, does he feel the same way if he goes to like a Circus des Sol? Circus LA. I mean, I don't know about all that, but like, does he feel the same way there? And then also, he mentioned that he stripped off his shirt, right? Mm-hmm. But you had boxers, you know, mm-hmm. there, right? Mm-hmm. Who also don't have any shirt on. Mm-hmm. Now, would you say that this is a men's conference, by the way? Would you say that boxing is more manly than a dude on a stripper pole swallowing swords?
Pause.
You know, yes, pause. Sure, yes. But still, and then somehow, and our friend Chris mentioned this, like Pastor Mark, you know, found like a little, somehow like a little sermon about, you know, Jesus ascending, and then not like the guy who's dropping down on a pole, like all this stuff. Either way, it was all weird. Yeah. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah. Dropping it low on the pole. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Was it dropping low for Jesus, man?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was just all weird.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I don't agree with the pastor when he said that he should have, you know, told them in private how he felt or whatever. I don't want to say that he shouldn't have told them, but I don't disagree with him on the pulpit, you know, doing what he did.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And then something that concerned me is the pastor of the church or whatever, mm-hmm. kind of used what I remember also in like churches and like people who are in leadership use this a lot, mm-hmm. where they say like, "Don't touch the anointed ones."
Right.
Like he used that vocabulary. And it's like, well, you know, he's expressing a concern, and all of a sudden that's how you're gonna react. Like, you know, you're better than me somehow, and like I know what I'm doing. You know, type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you, man.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. I think that was kind of manipulation of him doing that, mm-hmm. because he said that the pastor said that Mark Driscoll was the John Baptist of our generation. So that doesn't change. You know what I mean? Then that means that what he said was true. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I think the way Mark did it was right. I think he addressed the congregation, the people that were there, right? Mm-hmm. And he respected the pastor, because it's his house. When he told him like you out of line or whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He respected it, and he's like, all right, cool, whatever. You know what I mean? I think the Circus of Soleil thing is a little bit different, because like you know what you're getting into. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're going for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to a men's conference, like I'm not thinking some dude's gonna hop on a stripper pole, like. And culturally, like, yeah, okay, 1,200 years ago, you know, men climbing stripper poles was some sort of, you know, manly, athletic, you know, display of manlyhood or whatever. But yo, son, like, that's not what it is today. You know what I'm saying? That like it's right. Culturally, culturally, that's not what it means today. You know, and again, like the thing with the boxers too, like. You know what to expect. You're going to go see two men fighting. You know what I mean? They're going to be wearing shorts and shoes and gloves. Like, you expect that. You're going in there like that. I don't know. Respect to your man, Alex. You know, that because that Why? Apparently takes a lot of strength. The dude is fit. He's into calisthenics. I know he does jujitsu and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, why didn't you do a jiu-jitsu match? You know what I'm saying? To show your strength or something like that. Why you got to climb? It's still a stripper pole at the end of the day, B. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was a rope. Okay. It's not a stripper pole, but why is he taking his shirt off? Because I do.
What do you mean it wasn't a stripper pole? It was a pole.
It was a rope thing. It was not a pole.
You know, make me pull this video.
I'm going to pull it up. It's a pole.
Okay.
Support.
All right.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Okay. I just never seen a 100-foot pole.
No. That's why he said. That's why he said. He said like it didn't. It didn't.
It wasn't attached to the thing.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It didn't go the way he planned it, because it's one of the longest poles. Pause.
Why did he do it all that?
How is that a rope? How is that a rope?
That's not.
Wait,
that's,
but doesn't he start climbing?
Yeah. And it's climbing? Tied at the top. It's tied at the top because he said it's so long, pause, that they needed to tie it at the tops because it moves too much, pause.
Oh, I thought it was the rope ones. You know how they do the gymnastics people, like the aerials?
Yeah.
I thought it was that. I didn't know there was like a base at the bottom.
Yeah. Like so a pole. It's got like ropes at the top to kind of stabilize it.
Slide down the that pole. Okay, I do like to watch people that do like calisthenics or whatever. Sure. I don't understand why he took his shirt off and why, like, it's a whole seductive thing. Like, people, like, clearly that's what it is. And I was telling Brie, like, as a pastor, you should be mindful, because, like, at the end of the day, that's your responsibility.
Right.
Whether you knew we were having it or not, or what we were having or not, like,
he should have known.
You should have known. And the fact that I just think that you should be aware, because I'm pretty sure there are people in that audience that may struggle with homosexuality. Right. We don't know what, you know,
what people are going through
and stuff like that. And I just feel like you should be mindful of those things. Yeah. And I didn't like. I was gonna be like for boxing, like, it's a contact sport. We're beating each other up. But again, at the same time, I don't know what it would do to somebody who, you know, is seeing two males with their shirts off.
Yeah, that's a very good distinction. That's a very good distinction that you made, because they're fighting. It's a contact sport. It's not like dude was being salacious.
You're not like right. You're not like being like looking at the audience and tempting them, and, you know, wrapping your legs around the dude and. You know, right. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, it's just different.
It looked like he was about to take an offer.
His legs were hugged around that pole. Right. He had something down his throat. Like,
pause.
Seriously.
Right. Like, no, that's like, very true. Very true. I agree.
I'm not trying to be crude or anything like that, but I think that you should be mindful of those things. And now that I think about it, I do think he should have talked to the pastor first. But if he didn't, I do feel like Pastor John shouldn't have told him, get off the stage. I think he should have went up there with him and said, although I don't agree with how you went about it, because you could have talked to me, like, just had that whole thing in public. Like, I mean, I know that they went, they did come on after they had like their discussion or whatever, but I don't think that he should have been like, get off the stage and, you know, all this stuff. I think that that was not right. And who said it was manipulative?
Me. I said it was manipulative.
Yeah. Like what he was saying.
Is that what he said. He said later when they sat down, he said, this is a quote, Pastor John Lindell. He said, you have to be careful that you don't criticize people that have the anointing of God on them. Better to say nothing, because what happens is once you begin to criticize somebody who has the anointing on them, you're in the flesh. And once you're in the flesh, then you are moving towards unbelief. Once you move to unbelief, then you move to a barren life spiritually. It will poison your spirit, right?
Who was he talking about had God's anointing on him that he was talking about?
I feel Magala? Like he was speaking when they were sitting down. He was speaking to Mark Driscoll, and so he was saying this, and I took it as like he was basically telling Mark Driscoll and the audience, like, don't question me, don't say nothing about me, because I got the anointing on me. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's talking about himself.
That's how I felt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I took.
If you disagree with me, definitely leave a comment below. But that's how I took it. You know what I mean? Shout out to Andrew George. Shout out to Kyle. Who else is in here? Shout out to Shannon.
Hey, Lady Mace. Oh,
in the building. Yeah, so I, you know what I mean? I felt like that was mad manipulative, you know what I mean? Like, don't say.
I also think it's beside the point. Like, he never even addressed the point. I feel like John Lindell never gave like an explanation behind why you had a dude up here rip his shirt off and climb up a pole. Like, you never even explained that.
Right. Right.
Or why that was even part of this men's conference.
Or
like,
even apologize for that.
Yeah, nothing.
Because he was like, I mean, we did a little research. We don't even,
yeah,
we didn't know about this conference or anything, but the little research we did, we pulled up that he was a stripper at some point.
In 2016, he was a stripper in the best gay bars and clubs in LA and Las Vegas. Wow. So it's not like it's way out of left field. Because at first I was like, okay, people are calling him a stripper. I'm like, he's not a stripper. Like, he's an aerialist. He took his shirt off.
Right.
And then there were articles written about him being on Britain's Got Talent and him having a secret life as a stripper in 2016. Mm. And then when we went to his page, he also just has videos of him doing like thirst traps with the shirt off.
Right.
So like, it's really not out of left field for people to question, like, why did you have this guy? And like, of all the people you could have hired, even if you wanted an aerialist because you want all these like crazy spectacles of opening acts at this men's conference, right, why didn't you hire a believer? Like, why this guy? And then why would you get up there and defend him? Like, or just not even say anything?
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's weird. Like, the whole thing is weird. Like, over this guy who's not even a believer, like, this is what you want to hang your hat on is, oh, don't question me. Like, it's beside, that's like, questioning him is beside the point. Questioning John Lindell is beside the point. Like, who's this guy?
Right.
How did he get this?
Whose
job?
Mans is this?
Whose mans, bro? Whose mans? Who endorsed him? Who brought him up here? Who said we should hire him? We should have him as the opening act.
Right.
And why were all these people? Because we also went back and we watched ads. We watched ads from their Instagram, and like a bunch of, there was like several dudes. Well, they were going around asking the different staff, what are you most excited to see? What are you most excited for? And like several of them said the opening act.
Mm.
So they knew this guy was coming up here.
Oh.
So it's not like it was just out of left field.
Hold up. But the opening act wasn't like the monster trucks and the boxing and all that. It was him. Is that what you're saying?
He was the monster trucks. I don't even think they had monster trucks. They had a boxing match too.
Yeah.
Because other people said they were excited to see a boxing match.
Okay.
But they were like, we're excited about the opening act.
Yeah.
And it was him.
I think you guys. Oh, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the monster trucks because I know we've seen clips of that. I believe it's from prior year.
Oh, previous conference.
Yeah.
Okay. Where, like a high
they showed a little highlight reel. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think you guys are on point with the whole thing. Like, I've been to men's conferences before. I read some of the comments of the people who attended there, and it was divided. But what people said was that this pastor often talks about purity, right? And so it's like, I've been to men's conferences before, and purity has been a theme, right? Because a lot of people, not just men, struggle with sexual immorality, with pornography and everything else. So I think they could have exercised some discernment and kind of been like, yo, some of these dudes might struggle with homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this isn't the, you know, and given the context, like, the dude is on a stripper pole. You know what I mean? Right. The dude is without a shirt. He's moving around salaciously. You know what I mean? He's gobbling swords and everything else. Pause. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not necessarily something that you want to display if somebody's struggling with purity. You know what I mean? Especially if they're like attending a men's conference, they're paying to attend a men's conference, you know, to really be edified and encouraged in the faith. You know what I mean? To live a life of purity, man. That's kind of like, That's one of the things for me that kind of stood out too. You know what I mean? Because like I've constantly tried to encourage men to like live a life of purity and give up pornography and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because I know it's a big struggle, and I could just imagine what it's like for homosexuality too. You know what I mean? And the Bible, you know, he's quoting Matthew 18 and everything, but like, you know, the Bible also says not to be a stumbling block.
Right. Right.
I think the pastor missed it on this one.
Right. Because this is a church event. Like, this is this isn't just like a regular work conference or regular motivational speaker type conference. Like, this is supposed to be like a church scene thing. And so like us as Christians, like, you just would think that people would just be more mindful of those sort of things. And it just seems like this was like kind of tasteless as far as like a church conference goes.
Right. And I think that if they did want to display the whole like men's strength and stuff like that, like, he could have had some monkey bar set up, a rock climbing thing set up.
No, like, why ain't they had a power team? You remember TBN had the power team back in the day?
That's exactly what I was actually thinking about.
Come on, man. Rip some phone books in half or something. You know what I mean? Like, come on, break the chains as a symbol of sin or something, bro.
Right. Exactly.
Come on. Yeah, that's crazy.
Fire for the naughty things.
Yeah.
You said that it felt very charismatic to you, JSLA. Can you explain?
Yeah, well, and any like in my experience, like in charismatic churches, there's always an emphasis on the anointing, right? And the anointing could be it's usually something to do with the gifts, right? Either speaking in tongues or prophecy or whatever it may be. And I've had experiences where you know, if you criticize the pastor or something that's said, that oftentimes like that's the default, you know, to kind of silence any type of opposition. And I think we should really encourage a conversation, you know what I mean, as believers, you know. I don't think that because we disagree is beef, you know. Let's have a conversation. Maybe you know something I don't know. Maybe I know something you don't know, you know what I mean? But like just silencing somebody because, you know, they disagree with you and you just going to default to like, oh, you know, touch not thou anointed. You know what I mean? In my experience, again, my limited experience, it's happened in charismatic churches just because of the overemphasis of the spiritual gifts. So that's what I meant by that.
Got it. Yeah. Do you guys feel like Mark Driscoll did anything wrong?
Yeah. He apologized. He was wrong. He was wrong for apologizing. Yeah. Yeah.
He did a J. Cole.
Can you read the guy's apology?
He did a J. Cole for sure. You guys apology?
Who, Alex Magala's statement? She wants to read.
Oh yeah, it's not an apology though. Yeah, you're right. It's a statement.
No, he was trying to definitely. Well, first of all, I'm like, who wrote that for him?
Right.
Are you gonna pull it up, Jay?
Sure, pull it up for you.
Shannon says yes. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. I imagine she's talking about Mark Driscoll. Look, Captain No Cap said, "Yo, Captain No Cap said that pastor probably been at one of them."
That's wild.
Oh, I've seen that same comment like three times.
Yeah. Kyle wants to make his point. Kyle thinks he was wrong for not approaching the pastor first.
I think Kyle's been at one of them parties too.
Wait, but I don't get why
the way he's defending this dude.
Why they
fire for them things?
He was wrong for attending the conference. Why did they say Mark was wrong for attending the conference?
Right. Lady Mays, why do you think he shouldn't have been there in the first place? Because it's like too much of a spectacle.
Or maybe she was talking about Alex.
Oh, if you're talking about Alex, I agree.
But JZLA, were you saying that in the beginning when you first started talking about this, that people were saying to Mark that he shouldn't have been there in the first place? Or you're talking about the guy shouldn't have been there in the first place?
Yeah, no, the Alex. This guy, Alex.
Okay. In response to recent criticisms of Stronger Men Conference produced by James River Church, I feel compelled to clarify the context and intention behind my specialty act. My performance, which some have controversially likened to inappropriate entertainment, is deeply rooted in historical and cultural tradition and became a respectable discipline showcasing human strength and agility. Pastor Mark Driscoll's remarks about my act failed to recognize the difference between a male strip tease and a stunt performance rooted in art and sport. Only an uninformed person would draw a comparison between my act and an inappropriate performance. I feel that this danger act is perfect for a Stronger Men's Conference. It provides inspiration to the audience and permission for them to reach new heights of what's possible in their lives. I am a Christian and have always aim to use my talents to inspire and entertain audiences in a way that respects my faith. The act in question was designed to be a celebration of physical human achievements and is aligned with the James River Church's purpose in bringing others into the light of God. It's essential to approach such performances with an understanding of their intention rather than reducing them to mere entertainment. Also, Pastor Mark Driscoll conveniently didn't mention two other topless performers of the night. Oh gosh. Which was the boxing guy, I assume.
That's what I'm thinking, but topless, really.
Did he change it? Did he delete a slide? Because remember he did.
No, that's in the caption.
Oh, okay.
So in the caption, yeah.
Can you read it?
I can't read it from here. Okay. Sorry.
So the caption said.
Oh, thank you.
After my performance at James River Church Conference, a 53-year-old pastor was judging a 21-year-old me. Well, to put it into perspective, I wanted to offer Pastor Mark Driscoll to move into a country on another side of the planet like China or Russia that he never been before, that he has almost zero knowledge of the language, zero friends, zero family, and $60 in his pocket, and see how he is going to make it. And believe me, I tried. I couldn't find any job, so I spent $35 out of the $60 on the sword and was performing on the streets Hollywood Boulevard. The rest of the money I spent on milk and oatmeal. In my first performance, I got a tip of $4.50, and I would have continued, but the inquiries from sword swallowing wouldn't allow me to perform often. What happened?
The injuries.
Inquiries. Injuries from sword swallowing. Didn't allow me to perform often. I just ran out of oatmeal. I also wanted to add, everyone finds God in his own time. No, I think he did remove the slide. Ballet.
Oh, yeah. No, that was in the article. He gave the full statement to that article and then posted this. So I think he took some from his statement and put it on Instagram. But he had sent that whole statement when he talked about the ballet thing and all that and 1,200 years ago thing.
Yeah, I saw that 1,200.
He was trying to compare a classical ballet to a stripper?
Striptease, I think he said.
Something like that. And I'm like,
he was basically saying that his act is like trying to compare his act to being a stripper is like trying to compare classical ballet to a striptease.
And that's definitely not the same.
Yeah.
Who wrote that statement for him? Because his caption, the grammar in his caption was not in alignment with the grammar in his
statement. That was ChatGPT.
I think it might have been John Lindell, to be honest. But
he said, don't worry, I got you, son.
Real talk.
Dang.
Do y'all think that his demonstration would encourage you to go to new heights in God?
No.
And that's kind of concerning that he said my whatever aligns with the James River Church's purpose. Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird to me.
Yeah. I just peeped that right now, too, while you were reading there.
Like, there's more to that?
And then also,
it's just weird.
In the article.
In the article, he says, oh, well, he failed to mention that one of his members.
His mentor. Alex Magala's mentor attends John Lindell's church.
No, Mark Driscoll's.
Oh, Mark Driscoll's church?
Yeah, let me pull it up. Sorry.
Okay, plot twist.
I thought that's what it said.
Oh, I thought it was.
There's John another plot twist, too.
Wow. What's the other plot twist? What's the other plot twist?
Okay, well, all right, we'll start there. So Pastor Mark obviously apologizes. They get back on stage and, you know, they start talking. And then, you know, Mark mentions how, you know, when the whole Mars Hill thing happened, Pastor John was there for him, all this other stuff, right? What I found interesting, though, is after this all happened and obviously went viral, Pastor Mark decides that he wants to push a book called something about the Jezebel spirit.
He's preaching about it right now on Twitter. I was watching the stream because to kind of get an understanding of what he meant by the Jezebel spirit. But obviously we were prepping for this. But I'm definitely going to watch it. I used to enjoy his sermons when he was at Mars Hill.
Same. So I was like, hold on. Like, did you do
this? It's a cloud chase?
You think it's like promote your book?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm all for the hustle. You got to promote and all this other stuff. Marketer and, you know, whatever the marketing team was like, yo, this happened. All right. Now we're going to push the book. It's even time. If it was coming out anyway.
Right.
I would have been like, yo, push it up. You know, let's go.
We're dropping right now.
Yeah, we're dropping right now. Drop the links. But it just seems like, dang, like, is he using this to, like, you know.
Well, I'm just thinking about this in real time.
Yeah.
Well, there was no way for Mark Driscoll to know that this was going to be as viral as it was, right? He didn't know that John Lindell was going to respond by kicking him off the stage. No so way. Maybe he just was looping it in as far as, like, yeah, maybe it is on his mind because he's writing this book. And maybe he did want to push it. And that's why he, like, compared it to Jezebel and Ahab and all that stuff to talk about the Jezebel, or took it as his opportunity to talk about the Jezebel spirit and things. And to push his book, yes. But did he know that it was going to cause this big old controversy, though? Nah, like, there's no way for him to know that.
Nah, I don't think so, because we still haven't seen official footage from the event. Like, everything we've seen is iPhone footage, right? Or Android footage, because the footage wasn't very clear.
Right.
But I don't know about that book. When is it dropping?
I think he has a link for it already.
Link in bio. Let's go.
Switch says, did Mark no longer feel that way, or he apologized for his approach? So,
good question.
In the video is 8 minutes long, and we're not going to play, even though I have it.
drop it on the Telegram.
Even if, you know, 2x is 4 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he was remorseful at what he did. And again, because of John and his relationship, based on what happened, right?
Because he was there for him as a friend, right?
Yeah, there for him as a friend, and you know, and his family and their family and all this other stuff, right? It seemed like he was sorry about how it went about, but then at the same time, like, after everything is over, he's on Twitter and all this other stuff, like, all right, yeah, let's talk about Elijah, let's talk about Jezebel, you know.
Book, he dropped this book last year, son.
Are you sure you got the right?
I'm on Amazon right now. The name of the book is New Days, Old Demons, and he's talking about the Jezebel spirit there. Is it a different book, or is it that one?
So I clicked the link, and yes, it does say New Days, Old Demon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, publication date July 1st, 2023. So that's what I feel like, because he just wrote this book, he's extra sensitive to the subject. You know what I mean? Like, when you learn something new, it's like that's fresh in your mind, so you're able to identify and call it out. You know what I mean?
And another thing,
I don't think it was something like for free. Go ahead.
So on his site, the book is for free currently right now.
Yeah, his tweet says, I literally wrote the book on this. I want to give it away for absolutely free. I get nothing out of it. I just want men and women to learn more about the spiritual war behind the war we see.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right.
Okay, Mark. Yeah. Right. I've never.
So it's
heard
not a money grab.
Anything. Right. I've never heard or seen anything from this dude before this.
Right. Or?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, right. Y'all extra charismatic. I see you. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm actually surprised you guys didn't know like the history of him and his former church and everything.
No.
That went down.
Well, I have heard of Mars Hill, but I never thought anything of it. I have heard his name, but mm-hmm. I've never heard anything from him, knew what he looked like, right. Didn't know he was the pastor of Mars Hill. I didn't know any of this mm-hmm. until okay. all this came out. And then I saw that there was like a whole series called The Fall of Mars Hill.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I didn't know what it was. I was going to listen to it, but it was too long. I was like, it's okay. But yeah, I don't really have any like background to him. I feel right. like people were, there was like an extra level of almost like vitriol, it seemed like, against him. Like people already just didn't like him or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Switch says you're not really Christian.
Wow. Oh, because you read the Bible?
So, okay. So yeah, that's the whole ordeal, and kind of what I was thinking about with Mark and all that stuff. So,
right. Yo, Kyle, yeah. On that same energy. Hey, Kyle, Matthew 18, man, why don't you DM us instead? You know, one on one, instead of in the comments publicly. You know what I mean? Keep that same energy, B.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there was another good comment. Let me see. Where was it? So Andrew says, I'm in the middle. I don't think they should have had the poll performance, but I also think Mark should have called John first. Mark was up at 1 a.m. anyway, could have prayed, but also sent a text.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the comments were kind of mixed. They were kind of like in between. You know what I mean? Like some people were like, yo, he was wrong. Some people were like, nah. You know what I mean? They was wrong for having that dude there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my take.
Right, same.
Yeah, I probably would have dipped. You know what I mean? Like, I paid $100 for this. Like,
yikes!
Hey, yo, like, son.
Pause.
Right. Yo, what you think Ant would have done? Yo, Ant, let's go to this conference.
He would have walked out.
He would have been right up there with Mark Driscoll.
Huh?
For real. Do y'all think that there would, if Mark Driscoll would not have called it out, that there would have, we probably wouldn't have heard anything about it, right? Like, no. Do you think that there would have been anybody, do you think that the men in the audience would have thought that there was anything wrong with it?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think?
I think it would have been divided because you heard some of the men saying, get off the stage. You know what I mean? I think it definitely would have been mixed reactions, man.
But I think that only happened because of what happened with Mark.
Oh, you think he's the one, he was the catalyst?
Yeah, he was a catalyst. Like maybe people was like, okay, this is here, but then because Mark says something, then they're like, well, yeah, I actually agree this way.
Yeah.
And then everything you know, conspires. So then they're like, okay, now I gotta speak up or like let Mark speak, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. No, I think I would have been like, hey yo. I'm pretty sure I would have been like, hey yo. I think Mark
even
came out.
Hey, yo. Yeah, you would have said "ayo" to yourself, but you're not gonna tell your neighbor or anybody else. Like, "ayo, what's up with this?"
No, I would have. I think I
would
have.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I would have. I don't think I would have been sitting there like, "ayo," all quietly, like watching this dude, like, you know, climbing the pole like a stripper. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't have just sat there and been part of the audience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't see it. I just can't see it. Especially like, again, like I've been to men's conferences before and, you know, you go in there to connect with God. You go in there to, you know, connect with other men who really love the Lord, you know what I mean? And want to live the life righteously, you know, and want to live a life of purity, you know, honoring the Lord with their walk, you know. Bro, why do we need to watch this? It just doesn't make any sense to me, you know.
Captain No Cap says goblin swords, though. I would have requested my money back ASAP.
You know what I mean? Like I'm going to the Bank of America app and I'm disputing the charge.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I honestly don't know if I would have thought that there was like anything like super inherently wrong with it sitting there. I probably would have thought it was kind of weird, like at a church thing, like why is this dude ripping his shirt off?
Right.
Like I would have thought that was kind of weird. And then but if I would have went to his Instagram, I would have been like, why did they bring this guy here?
Right.
Like, that would have made me question it.
But also, I feel like there is just a lack of accountability in the church, as well as lack of pastors or people of leadership.
Yeah,
there's a lack of defending the church. Mm-hmm. And I think that it earned my respect when I seen him get up there and start talking about that stuff, regardless if he was going to receive backlash or not, because it's like you're defending not just the platform, but you're defending like the word of God, you know. Yeah. You're protecting it. It's your job as a pastor to protect like your church. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't his church. So he did say, before he said everything else, this is a rebuke or a correction of no one. It's just an observation.
Right.
So I really do like that he said that, because it's not like he was like, Pastor John, this is your fault or anything like that.
Yeah.
But he did, you know, if he felt convicted and just the discernment to say what he said. I mean, at the end of the day, are you going to be obedient to God or the pastor of that church? You know, right. Like, I don't know. It is a tough place to be in, but I appreciated that he said something.
I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah, I think it's good he spoke up. Because the message resonated with the audience. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of people. I don't think people had a problem with it because Mark said something, because a lot of people didn't have a problem with it. You know, I think that made them comfortable to speak up about whatever issue, whatever problem they had with it. You know, sometimes that's what people need, you know, is they need somebody to advocate, you know.
That's true.
But let's keep them in prayer, man. You know what I mean? I think this is a good conversation for all believers to discuss, you know, what's acceptable in church.
Mm-hmm.
Purity, you know what I mean? All that good stuff.
Y'all think boxing is cool at a church men's conference?
I don't think it's necessary. I don't think all that entertainment is necessary.
I agree.
You know, so I have a problem. Yeah, I don't have a problem with boxing because I'm into contact sports. I watch MMA every weekend. I watch the UFC every weekend. I have no problem with two grown men busting their face open. You know what I mean? Like bleeding and breaking teeth and arms and all that. No problem with that. You know what I mean? if you do, leave a comment below. But I don't. You know, but I think there's a time and place for everything. You know what I mean? Like you said, you got a problem with it. This is not on the books. Let's talk about it.
We don't need to talk about it. It's just personal. I just don't really like dudes beating the frick out of each other. Like, I don't know. I don't want to see that.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, but it's not, I'm not saying like, oh, Christians shouldn't or anything like that. I just don't like to see that. Gotcha. Like, I'm like, it's kind of not cool to me.
Gotcha.
But at a men's conference, like you said, it's unnecessary. I wouldn't say it was like wrong or anything like that. It just feels very extra.
Yeah, it's like you trying to be cool. Like I used to go to this mega church, right? And they used to have hip hop nights, right? So the dudes with the Steve Harvey suits that would come Sunday morning, in the evening when they would have like the hip hop service. You know, it's like it was like Halloween. Like they would dress up like Run DMC, or they would wear like their Sean John outfit or whatever. You know what I mean? And to me, it was like, bro, just be yourself. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I feel. That's kind of how I feel. Like you're just trying to be cool. That's what I feel like. All of this, the monster truck, the boxing. Why are you trying to be cool, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Like the Bible's cool. You know what I mean? Being righteous is cool. You know what I mean? Purity is cool. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need all this extra stuff, man. Let's just get into it. Let's get into the word. Let's worship the Lord. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's be accountable to one another, you know?
Right. Like, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at them doing that for the draw and like that sort of thing. Like, just to draw in the crowd and stuff like that. Like, I'm not mad at it, but it's just not for me. Like, like I just was wondering, like, I was going to like, I know I'm being stupid, but I feel like all the guys in my life, like I wanted to ask them like, oh, so if you saw like monster trucks and boxing and stuff on like a men's conference, like, would that make you want to go? Because I feel like every one of them would be like, no.
Right.
That should be a poll. We should put that poll on our Instagram.
If you're in the comment section, and you're a male, if you saw monster trucks and boxing and
Monster Jam,
bullfighting or something like at a men's conference, would that make you like more inclined to go? Would you be more excited about going?
Maybe little boys. But it's a men's conference, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Was they wearing a Killer Mike t-shirt? No, but I am.
Don't talk to Kyle like that, twin.
Kyle about to get cussed out. Kyle get cussed out.
Wow. Dang.
Publicly.
That's not Christian.
That's not Christian. The Creatives Network said,
encouraging me.
He said, do it. That's crazy. Right after prayer. That's crazy.
Right.
The Creatives Network said, who likes monster trucks? I grew up in the hood. LOL.
Right.
I mean, likes gunshots.
Right. The shooting range. You want to see a regular fight. Shooting range ministry. I like that. I might do that.
But anyway, I just wanted to know. But even for you guys, I know JSLA said no. Jay Acosta, you've been quiet with monster trucks and boxing and bullfighting and barbecue, like make you more likely to go to a men's conference.
Wait, barbecue? You didn't say barbecue.
Did they had barbecue though. They did on the
I'm okay with barbecue though. I'm okay with barbecue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they had barbecue.
You'll be like, yeah, let me buy my ticket right now.
Right now.
So you ready for 2025? You're buying your ticket.
Nah, they got all that extra stuff, dog. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to do all that.
Yeah. I would say if you're like pitching it to me and telling me, hey, this is going to be monster truck or anything like that, I'm probably not going to be like, yeah, oh, really? Okay, yeah, I want to buy a ticket. Now, if I had maybe somebody.
See, Mason agrees. You said I'm pulling up for some barbecue.
Yeah. If I had somebody that I'm trying to like bring with me and maybe like get closer to the Lord or whatever, doesn't know Jesus, like a neighbor or whoever, maybe I'll consider it. Because it'll be a totally different experience. But
yeah,
like for myself, no. I probably wouldn't go. That wouldn't be my motive to go. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Pause. Yeah. Switch said Mason's there for the glizzies. Pause.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Y'all wilding in the comments.
Right.
So y'all said monster trucks, no barbecue.
But, okay, so if it was a women's conference, right?
This is what I asked her last night.
Whoever, Juanita Bynum, Beth Moore, whoever. And they got a stripper there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's to show women how you could be strong. Like that's gonna be cool, right? Like,
well, I said I wouldn't be mad. Okay, if they were gonna have like an aerialist, let them have a whole leotard, the long sleeve, the long whatever,
fully clothed,
not half naked in a bikini or something that. Like,
not at a church.
Let it be of quality. You know how they have like the praise dancers where they have like
the skirt, the big, the like long little, skirt with the pants under,
with the streamers,
right?
Let it be modest.
Yeah, cover up.
But I personally wouldn't want that at a women's conference. Like, I'm trying to hear some testimonies.
That wouldn't make you feel like inspired, like you could be stronger.
No.
Okay.
That would make me laugh. I'm gonna laugh at you while you're doing your little dance.
Same.
I'm going to.
I would laugh. That's hilarious. Because I was asking her, because it felt like, okay, monster trucks, bullfighting. It was like, man, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, what would be like the women's equivalent of that? Because nothing like that would ever draw me to. First of all, I don't like hardly going to nothing, but like nothing would draw me to a women's conference, like something like that. So, like that's why I'm like, who is this for? I don't know.
No barbecue, women's pole dancing fellowship, no girl women's basketball, nothing like that would draw you into.
I'm not trying to go to a women's basketball game and then like do a devotional. I'm doing either or, you know, like we can do women's night. Okay, let's go to a basketball game. Let's, you know, let's congregate and let's like have fun, spend quality time and stuff like that. Or we can do a devotional and have some worship and eat after, like that type of thing. Like, but I'm not gonna be trying to do both and commingling.
That's crazy.
Yo, Brique said not commingling.
It just feels like confusion. And my God, is that the author of confusion? So.
Right.
One thing at a time, please.
Right.
No, I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know. I just was like, there's no guy that I could think of in my life that would be like monster trucks. That's going to get me. You know what I mean? But
maybe the dude was trying to like a sword, like the Bible is like a two-edged sword.
He ain't say all that, but you're supposed to swallow it. Like you're supposed to, nah, bro, we're not doing that. Pause.
He said he got throat injuries.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't from that. I'm just kidding.
Yo, bring Switch back on here because Switch would have brought this conversation in. Y'all too wild. Because Jed doesn't even bring the conversation in. He's just gonna let it happen. Look at him.
So moving right along. Speaking of basketball, did y'all watch the Final Four playoffs with the WNBA with the ladies?
I did. No. You mean the NCAA?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
No, I did not.
No March Madness for y'all. You're not into basketball?
I don't. I discriminate. I don't watch any basketball if it's not the NBA or the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
I just won't. Sorry. And sexual. I hardly watch any anymore anyway at all. But if I'm going to watch it, it has to be the NBA or the Olympics.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because with all of this, I guess like news being stirred up with regarding, you know, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all these different people, maybe I will start paying attention. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely going to.
Now, Jay, you said that Caitlin Clark got offered money for the big three or something like that.
Yep.
Is that right? What's the story behind that?
She got offered like 70K or 80K.
Oh, that was it?
No.
How much was it?
For what? For 1 year or?
Oh, no. No, obviously for 4 years, it's like 300K.
I thought it was way more than
that. Not for the big three. This is. The 338K was for WNBA for 4 years.
Yes,
correct. Is that Ice Cube's?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard it was $3 million.
Yeah.
$5 million.
And I don't even think it was for
a couple of years, right?
Oh, it was for a couple of years.
I think so. Yeah. I thought that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I believe Ant mentioned it. I believe he said it was 3 years, $5 million, something like that.
Yeah, and. She's getting 300,000 for 4 years to play with Indiana. Now, granted, she has like sponsorships and all this other stuff, which will probably get her to what the Big Three was offering.
Does Big Three doesn't allow you to have sponsorships or something? Like you couldn't have done both?
I'm not too familiar with.
I don't
how
think the WNBA the league does. Works.
They're dirty for that.
They don't allow sponsorship? Yes, they do.
No. Oh,
she could get signed to like Nike or something. She would
be, no. Yes, that. But I'm saying I don't think they would allow. I don't think the WNBA would allow her to play in the big three. Or
oh, no. Yeah. Definitely not. No. Yeah.
They want.
Yeah, she has to pick one or the other.
Man, I would have picked the bag, bro.
Real talk.
Like, what is wrong with her?
Well, I mean,
obviously, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't either.
I mean. There's a
always take the money.
Yeah.
Always
take
the amount.
See, I disagree. I don't think you should always take the money. I think you should consider your option, right? WNBA is still a bigger, I guess, organization than the Big Three, right? Big Three is still a startup, basically.
Okay. Right.
And yeah, if you want to build longevity and build something, I think you would go to the WNBA.
Well, that was her dream. She like posted, I don't know if she posted on Instagram or something, but she definitely posted when she was like in kindergarten or something, a drawing or what she wanted to be when she was older. And it was the WNBA. So I'm assuming that's
right. Okay.
a lot to do with it.
That makes sense. Her it was decision. An emotional decision, of course.
Wow.
Why? Because she's a girl.
Of course.
Wow. This still got that mark just
wow.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Ants in the comments. Nah, yeah. Ice Cube said he wouldn't interfere with the WNBA. Their season is during WNBA offseason.
But the WNBA would interfere with the big three.
Oh, they're blocking. They're blocking.
Yeah. I mean, if she gets injured, then, you know, the WNBA team is screwed.
But like, how old is LeBron? The dude is what?
70.
He's been playing for 20. You're right. He's been playing for 20 years, bro. Like, you tell me,
but you don't see him.
She can't play another 10 years,
bro. But he's not gonna go play for another league.
Because right. He's gonna make the money in it, but he's gonna make the money in the NBA.
There's money in the NBA, exactly.
Well, yes, of course.
Sponsors, stuff.
Yeah, but she's getting money with her sponsors. So
I mean, but like to compensate, it's like she got a job and then she got a part time job to kind of, you know.
But you're there.
Work, you know.
It sounds weird to say this, but you're property, right? You're an asset to the WNBA, the NBA, or whatever the case is. Mm. So they're not going to allow you to put your body, right, which is the asset, to not go through slavery. Any other stuff. Yeah.
Right, because even in the offseason, they're conditioning. It's not like they're just like, stop working out and exercising and doing, you know, whatever. Like, they're still having practices and stuff, so.
Correct, yeah. What there was a lot of backlash. Well, I don't want to say backlash, right, but there was a lot of the talk about pay inequality between the WNBA and the NBA.
Okay, that's
what do you think?
That's not a fair conversation. How much money does the WNBA bring in?
Right.
Okay. Like, well, I'm sitting here.
Great question. Thank you for mentioning that
number. Oh, you got it. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So yeah. NBA brings in revenue, $10 billion with a B.
Yeah.
The average salaries are $9.6 million. The WNBA only brings in $60 million with an M, and average salaries are only about $100,000.
So I had this conversation in my house, right? And I asked everybody in my house to name a WNBA player. Nobody could name one. And then I asked everybody in my house to name I take that back. The boys in my house were able to name a WNBA player because they watch basketball. They watch men's basketball. So they're a lot more familiar. The ladies weren't able to name a player or a team. And I was like, y'all fake feminists. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be calling for, like, you can't name a player. You can't name a team. You know what I mean? Have you been to a game? You know, before you start saying like women should make more, you know, I think women should make more. Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? I'm over here advocating for Shorty to go to Big Three so she can make more money. You know what I mean?
Right. She over here say it's just Big B.
Right.
That's funny. I agree. Because I mean, I'm sitting here saying I discriminate. I literally will not watch basketball if it's not the NBA or the Olympics. I don't even watch college ball.
Yeah. So, and said, bro, you can barely name. Exactly. I'm not an NBA fan. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here advocating for anybody to make any more or any less money because, you know, I ain't a real sports fan. You know what I mean? I'm a fake sports fan.
Yeah. I just think it's people just like think like how do businesses run, right? You can't support LeBron James max contract for somebody in the WNBA. We don't even bring that type of money. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, in this,
these are the same people that voted for $20 minimum wage. That's what it is.
Yeah. Now, granted, this was the most highly watched game, and also the draft and all this.
They said it beat records, right?
It beat records. Yes,
that's good. That's good. Great,
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it still doesn't justify the money to pay exactly like somebody that. Who's a top athlete in the NBA, right? You know what the WNBA needs to do? They need to allow and bring the rim down so
that's
they
what
can start dunking.
Yeah, that's right? What Shaq said.
I agree 100% with that, right? It'll make it more exciting. But don't come over here thinking, let's offer them all these millions of dollars and, you know, they could barely get by with what they got now.
Right. You know?
I have seen somebody tweet, like, if you guys are so concerned about their pay, then we need to show up this season.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Going to the games, let's sell them out, let's view on whatever, get the streams up and all that stuff. And I agree with that. Like, let's see how this season does and how much they rake in. Because I am curious to see how much they'll rake in this year compared to, like, the other years.
Yeah.
They got a lot of big names.
The same people that are going to.
I think it'll happen.
These are people that are going to complain and I was going to say another word. Complain about tickets going up and all
that part too. You want to pay them more, the prices are going to go up. Facts.
Yeah, like.
Oh, this dude froze.
Did I freeze?
No, you're good now. You're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that's facts. I mean, but that's facts. But I think you guys are right. I think that the view, since, I mean, obviously they had, they broke records with their viewership, right? With the finals and stuff. And I imagine that it's the viewership is going to go up, especially with a lot of big names. You know, like Ant mentioned here, Paige Cameron, who is very, I mean, she's a great player, but she's popular because of Steph Curry, you know?
Right. Right.
Angel Reese and stuff like that. So I think
listen, they have my attention, right?
Yeah.
They have my attention. Right. And I watch basketball and I'll definitely start tuning in to watching Indiana play, watching Caitlin play, and those other stuff. And if I can go to a WNBA game here at the Garden, sure. Why not?
What's the name of your team over there?
Is it the Sparks? Liberty Sparks?
No, Sparks is LA.
Liberty is New York.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
He don't know.
You don't know.
It's all right, though. He's going to find out this season. He's going to find out this season.
We're going to start finding out, right?
The only WNBA
player that I know of is Lisa Leslie, but she's not even in the NBA.
Me too. Like 20 years ago.
Yeah, me too. That's it.
Exactly. So, I mean, it goes to show you, but now I know Caitlin.
Candace Parker, too. But she don't play anymore either. She's like a sportscaster now.
Yeah, so there you go. And then I wish Ann was here. What's that that coach that she's very famous? I might be college basketball actually. Now I'm thinking. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
We tried. We're trying.
Yeah.
We tried. Yeah. Right. See, as Liberty Sparks. Liberty Sparks.
No, he's face palming saying you didn't say it right.
Right.
Relax.
You combine the two teams together.
Yeah. He says which coach. I don't know. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
We don't know, but we're gonna watch. We might watch them.
I wanna go to a game now too. My son was watching it. My son was watching the finals. So I was watching it with him. You know what I mean? He was the only one in the house watching this. I was like, all right, let me watch it. You know what I mean? I'll watch it too.
Nice.
Yeah,
Chicago versus Indiana about to be.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And says it will be more interesting. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. They got shooters now.
For sure.
Facts.
So yeah. What else you guys got? Any producer beef?
I want to start producer beef for no reason because we didn't even talk about this, huh?
Like you personally?
Yeah, I want to start.
You want to smack somebody in the face, or you want to like battle somebody? Like
yeah, I want to like just call somebody out for no reason.
Wait, hold up, exclusive. Just
start producer beef. Call about no, just because. I mean, we didn't even talk about
who
it, right?
Dirty twin.
Nobody did. just because how Drake called out Metro or told him to shut up and make some drums.
Right.
That was funny.
I laughed so hard. if somebody called me out like that and said shut up and make some drums, I would laugh so hard and I would go make some drums.
Yo, but that sounds that really sounds like Trump. You know what I mean? Like shut up and dribble. You know what I mean? Like just stay in your lane.
Who did he say that to?
No, it was this other lady, but it's
the lady.
LeBron. Yeah, it said it to
LeBron. My bad. I take that back.
Yeah, it wasn't Trump.
Oh, some lady said that to LeBron.
Yeah, I forgot her name as well. She's a news caster, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like a conservative news person.
Was it about the China thing?
Yeah, I don't know. LeBron said something political and then she just told him, yo, why don't you just shut up and dribble? You know?
I feel that way too, man. That dude's always lying about something. He's always acting like he's reading a book that he ain't reading.
Listen, like, let's get back to the producer beef.
What's the problem? That's Jay's boy. Huh?
That's a sensitive subject for him.
That's Jay's
Leave
man.
Him alone, bro.
Defend him, Jay.
Dejalo.
No, I just silence is better.
Beef? Go ahead. Oh, y'all have beef. Okay.
Jay, how come every time LeBron's lip syncing on TikTok is off?
Maybe he's doing it for clickbait.
No, he's trying to be normal.
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't even blame him for that because I do that too. There's songs I listen to and I don't know the words to and I'll be freestyling.
But like, you don't put the video on TikTok.
Oh, no,
right?
No, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. But I do be freestyling in the car, acting like making up words. Sometimes not even words. So you calling somebody out? You telling somebody to shut up and make beats? Is that what's going on?
Make some drums.
I want to for no reason because I'm a producer too, so we could go back and forth.
Gotcha.
Obi. Ooh. Shut up and go make some drums. And then diss me so that we could go back and forth with the beef while she's getting it live. Obi, shut up and go make some drums. And then diss me so that we could go back and forth with the beef, please.
Yo, this is dope because I think it's like sparring, right? It like sharpens you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because you try, it's competitive. I think that's right. Dope. Yeah. I want to hear his response.
Yeah, doesn't Rapzilla have like a contest or a beat contest?
Oh, a live beat? They used to do that.
They don't do it anymore.
I don't know if they still do it or not. Okay. They did used to.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they do or not.
All right.
Used to have like a big event too. I think they had like freestyle battles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah. I don't know. All right.
Not Kyle saying it's demonic.
Oh, man. Oh, cool. Kyle. Matthew 18,
Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle, touch not God's anointed, bruh.
You know what I mean?
Come on. Cringe.
Not cringe.
So, speaking of Matthew 18, Jay, you got the word of the day?
I do. It is actually Acts 20, chapter 20, verse 35.
Oh, you didn't pick the verse I recommended.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Next time. It says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's Metro.
Just Metro. Don't give me any tickets to a Stronger Men's Conference. That's all.
Hey. Yeah, I guess so. But we appreciate everybody.
Yes.
Ant has a comment for you, Jay. He said, yo, Jay, shut your beep, beep up and read the word beep.
What does that mean? What are those stars? Bro. What are those asterisks mean?
I'm not sure.
I'm not even.
We appreciate everybody watching our craziness and this episode. If you haven't already, hit the thumbs up. Subscribe, send this episode to a friend. Let us know your thoughts on all the subjects that we spoke about today in the comments below.
Did you pick a comment from last week or no? You're not doing that no more.
I had a comment, but I don't have it pulled up here. So
I got you. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do it on Instagram or something.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So we appreciate everybody. Don't forget to check out the links below if you're interested in following TNC, our Telegram channel. Brie King, Kasari, Jimmy, anybody from the crew, links are in the description. We appreciate it. Shout out to Cap No Cap, great podcast, y'all. Thanks for sharing. Hey, we appreciate you. And thank you. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.